Good morning and welcome to this morning's inspiration entitled Power of Prayer. You ever felt the urge to pray for someone and you say, well, I will soon, you put it on a list and you pray for them later? Somebody calls and says, listen, I need your prayers right now, and you still put it off? The following story may change the way you look at prayer. A missionary on furlough told this true story while visiting his home church in Michigan. While serving at a small field hospital in Africa, every 2 weeks I traveled by bicycle through the jungle to a nearby city for supplies. This was a journey of 2 days and required camping overnight at the halfway point. On one of these journeys, I arrived in the city where I planned to collect money from a bank, purchase medicine and supplies, and then begin my 2-day journey back to the field hospital. Upon arrival in the city, I observed two men fighting, one of whom had been seriously injured. I treated him for his injuries and at the same time talked to him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I then traveled 2 days camping overnight and arrived home without incident. 2 weeks later, I repeated my journey. Upon arriving in the city, I was approached by the young man I had treated. He told me that he had known I carried money and medicines. He said some friends and I followed you into the jungle knowing you would camp overnight. We planned to kill you and take your money and drugs, but just as we were about to move into your camp, we saw that you were surrounded by 26 armed guards. Now, I laughed at this and said, look, I was certainly all alone out there in that jungle campsite. And the young man pressed the point, however, and said, no, sir, I was not the only person to see the guards. My 5 friends also saw them, and we all counted them. It was because of these guards that we were afraid and left you alone. Well, at this point in the sermon, one of the men in the congregation jumped to his feet and interrupted the missionary and asked if he could tell him exactly the day that this happened. The missionary told the congregation the date, and the man who interrupted told him this story. On the night of your incident in Africa, it was morning here, and I was preparing to go play golf. I was about to putt when I felt the urge to pray for you. In fact, the urging of the Lord was so strong, I called men in this church to meet me here in the sanctuary to pray for you. Would all those men who met with me on that day please stand up? The men who had met together to pray that day stood up, and the missionary wasn't concerned with who they were. He was too busy counting how many men he saw. There were 26 of them. What an incredible example of how the Spirit of God moves in mysterious ways. When you feel the urge to pray or someone requests your prayers, don't put it off. The power of prayer is so absolutely amazing. There's the inspiration of the morning entitled Power of Prayer. I'm Bear O'Brien, and I love you, and I need your prayers. I lift you up every morning. Have a blessed day, and thanks for listening to the inspiration of the morning.